Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Bonnie from San Diego.
Good evening. My name is Bonnie, and I am an alcoholic. And I'd like to thank my higher power and you people for allowing me to be of service tonight. Today wasn't all that good for me. You know, I was not going to cancel out on you people. That's one thing I was not going to do. But my morning didn't start out so bright because I had a discussion with my husband. And, you know, every now and then I like to check in with him and have him, you know, check my inventory. I don't know why. I guess it's just something about my self-esteem that I need to have that validation. And so it went something like this. You know, I told him that he's a very intelligent person. He's very smart. He's a good dad. You know, he's a good husband. And I kind of stroked his ego. And now it was my turn for my ego to be stroked. And he rolled his eyes. Of course, an alcoholic like me, I'm like, what the hell? Okay, wait. Then he's often told me, I've got a cup of 24 hours clean, okay? He's often said, I haven't seen any change in you. I'm serious. We can laugh, but we know that's not really funny. He hasn't seen any change in me. He said, I see you reading those books, and I see you going to meetings, but I haven't really seen any change in you. That hurt my ego. But you know what? I'm not here for him. I'm not. I'm not in recovery for my husband today. I'm in recovery because God saw fit to spare me, to save me. They say I've been spared 10 to 15 years of literal hell. I have changed. You see, a comment like that would send me to the bar, would send me to the club, so I can meet some new fans. You know, my fan at home ain't acting right. I like to go to the club and meet some other fans. I like to look cute and sit on a stool, you know, after I get all cute while he's looking at me and I got an attitude. And I'm walking around looking debonair in my underwear. And I'm spraying on my perfume, letting this fool know, you know, look, I'm going out tonight. But that's all about the disease. It truly is. You see, I wasn't aware of it, though. I wasn't aware that my low self-esteem was a trigger for me. And it always had been. Since I was 14 years old, I think, when my dad passed away. And I knew my mom was an alcoholic. She was an alcoholic. So when I came here and I heard your story, I said, not me. No, you talked about my mother. You see, she's the one that comes on the block drunk. I'm talking about pissy, drunk, slurring, okay? She is the one that is humiliating and embarrassing. And I am not like her, you see. So when I came around these rooms and you guys were trying to save my life, my mind was literally closed because I had my own definition of what an alcoholic was, and it was my mother. And I felt she should have been court ordered because I was. God saw fit to have me court ordered to spare my life. But I thought she should have gotten that gift because I thought growing up with an alcoholic mom was the worst thing that could ever happen to a person. But you see, when I got turned on to alcohol, life became glamorous. I wasn't like her, stammering and stuttering and coming home half done. I was the glamorous one. I had arrived. I liked myself when I drank. I'm the alcoholic that truly enjoys drinking. I like the feeling it gives me. It turns me on. I'm sorry. You don't like it? Too bad. It turned me on. I didn't get, God spared me from losing everything. I'm sorry. I was spared. He loves me that much. I was spared from losing my husband, the one that said he hasn't seen any change. I've been spared from having my kids taken from me. I've lost a couple of jobs, but I didn't know that was due to alcohol. I just thought them people didn't know how to talk to me. They just didn't know how to talk to me, so I had to let them know, you don't talk to me that way, okay? I don't give a damn if you're my supervisor. You don't talk to me that way. So a couple of them saw fit to just give me my last paycheck and send me on my way. Now, could I connect the dots? I'm sorry, I could not connect the dots. I thought that those people were just being unfair, you know? And like I said, I thought drinking, I had a ball. I was in the Navy, right out of high school. I let loose, I was free. I had to be around my mama and see her come home drunk, you know? Sure, I was way over here. I'm from the East Coast, I'm over here on the West Coast. I done lost my identity, and I have found alcohol. I have arrived, people. Do you hear me? The boys were talking to me. I was no longer shy and quiet. You know how us girls are. We shy. We don't want to talk no more. Shit. I was like, what's your name and buy me a drink? What's your name and buy me? That's something I did pick up from my mother. What's your name and buy me a drink? You know, and I thought that was cute. I really did. And I got drunk several times using that line. But the real deal is that I'm grateful to be here today. I was court ordered and mandated to be here. And like I said, when I got here, I was not grateful to be here because I didn't think I was like you people. But I had a spiritual experience. God saw fit to put somebody in my life that purchased a big book for me after they heard me say, you people are making just too much out of alcohol. Y'all giving alcohol a bad rap. If you don't know how to drink, stop drinking. Okay, just leave it alone. Leave it for people like me. I know how to drink, okay? Sure. But when I read the doctor's opinion, there was my spiritual experience. I'm the one, when I take one, I can't put it down. I didn't even know I couldn't put it down. I just enjoyed drinking so much. Never thought about putting it down when I picked up one. Didn't think it was out of control. Nobody that I hung out with thought that my drinking was out of control. Only my husband, he thought my drinking was out of control. But you know, what do he know? Okay, what do he know? Other than the fact that I whirled through his life like a damn tornado, like it says in a big book. That's what he knows. So I know I have to be patient with him. I have to be patient with myself. And it's okay today. You know, because like I said, God saw fit to save someone like me. Someone that just can't be comfortable in their own skin. I need a drink to turn me on to enjoy my life. And I had no idea that I needed a drink. I always thought, I just want a drink. I don't need a drink. But I needed a drink. A drink was my crutch. You know, my nerves were really bad. My husband was in the military. He was going out to sea. I had the little kids at home, you know. And my oldest daughter got the brunt of a lot of my drinking, a lot of my anger, and a lot of my anxiety. And I will always be remorseful for the times I yelled at her and treated her so unkind. God knows I didn't mean to. But the alcohol had me. It had me in its grips. And today I can understand the humility my mom put me through. Because this disease is cunning, it's baffling, and it's powerful. It controls us. Even if we put a couple of days together, it doesn't care. It doesn't care. You know,
That's why I'm so thankful that we just get to do it one day at a time. You know, it's okay today to somebody say, you know what? I don't see a change in you, baby, because I see it in me when I look in the mirror. And my God knows that I'm working on it. It's a miracle that I'm here today. I love going to the clubs. Honey, I love to drink. But today I don't do it. I don't need it. You know why? Because God has put something in its place. And that's called Alcoholics Anonymous. Thank you for allowing me to be of service.